This is Outspoken, the podcast that's not afraid to say exactly what you're thinking.
Our names are Amy, Kate and Sophie Torber. We're identical triplets, but we often don't have identical opinions. So sometimes things can get heated.
Outspoken covers all things reality TV, influencers, entertainment and issues facing women.
That is so fetch.
Thank you.
This is becoming a bit of a regular occurrence. We have now been blocked by arguably Australia's biggest influencer, Shani Grimmond.
I've got to say, this one personally cut deep for me because I picked Shani in our snog, marry and avoid, and I picked her to marry. Mm. So I feel like this is some sort of public declaration that she doesn't want to marry me back, and I feel personally offended.
I picked her too, and not only has she blocked the Outspoken Instagram page, she's also blocked our personal pages. I feel like that's a big F you,
isn't
it? Look,
can I put it on the record? I now pick Sammy Robinson to marry.
I'm just so surprised because I feel like we really sang her praises a lot on this podcast, so...
Yeah, well, I do think it's got something to do with the fact that we shared a meme last weekend featuring her and her ex's new partner, Madison Woolley, which we'll go into a little bit later. But yeah, I think it's got something to do with that.
I think we should make up a chart of who's blocked us now because I feel like we're getting a lot of influencers who are blocking us.
It reminds me of on Mean Girls when they've got that blackboard and they just cross out the things to bring Regina George down.
The funniest thing is I told Mum that Shani Grimmond had blocked us and she actually follows Shani Grimmond because we went onto her Instagram and followed a whole bunch. And she's like, I really want to block her myself, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep an eye on it for you. And she has stuck to her word. She's been sending me like Instagram screenshots and it's so funny.
Thank you, Mum. Mum's the best though. If you don't have a mum who can keep up to date with influencers who block you, you've got to have a good old fashioned burner account.
Exactly. I mean, who doesn't have a burner account these days? I mean, I don't think people should have ones to troll people, but you know, to view Instagram stories that you want to view anonymously.
Regina would be nothing without her high status man candy, technically good physique, an ignorant band of loyal followers.
On Wednesday night, Celeb Spellcheck wreaked havoc on the social media world, sharing explosive unverified gossip about Aussie influencers. While names were censored from the screenshots, it didn't take long for followers and other gossip accounts to start naming and shaming. Kate, for those who missed it, what happened?
Well, it all started when Celeb Spellcheck put a call out for people to send in gossip and encounters with Aussie celebs and influencers. And she reiterated that people would remain anonymous. So once Celeb Spellcheck received a whole bunch of them, she started sharing the posts and she blanked out, obviously, the people that had sent them in. But she also blanked out the celebrity or influencer's name, but she kind of left a little clue of who it might be. So sometimes she would write like an 100K influencer or a cashed up bogan. So the little clues.
Do you know what this reminds me? I know we touched on Mean Girls before, but it reminds me of the scene when the burn book has been photocopied and put everywhere. It's that kind of frantic panic of everyone reading about themselves.
Made out with a hot dog. Oh my God, that was one time.
Don Schweitzer has a huge ass? Who would write that?
Who wouldn't write that?
Ron, come quick. They've gone wild. The girls have gone wild.
Yeah, it really was. Well, it's also important to note, though, that while Celeb Spellcheck is a legend, it is actually important to note that they borrowed this idea from American celebrity gossip account Dumois. And they actually have over 766,000 followers, and they started their account about 10 months ago during COVID. And instead of sharing influencers' gossip, they usually share celebrity stories.
What is quite interesting is that it is an anonymous person who runs this page similar to Celeb Spellcheck, but apparently Hailey Bieber thinks she's worked out who this person is.
Yeah, it's like the account is massive. It's got the likes of, you know, A-list celebrities following it, and it seems like there is this witch hunt, like there has been with Celeb Spellcheck, to find out who's actually running it. I read this amazing article in Vanity Fair about the hunt of who this account owner was, and she actually did an interview in the magazine, which was really interesting.
Well, we should probably get into some of the goss that actually came out on Celeb Spellcheck's Insta story because there were plenty of juicy stories. What were your favorites?
I've got to say, the one that piqued my interest the most was that a massive influencer and her partner said that the reason that they don't have kids yet is because she likes Coke too much.
Oh my gosh. My favorite was the peasant comment. So apparently there's an influencer who went to a nightclub and called about 8 different people a peasant. And for some reason, everyone thought it was Sky Wheatley. And she came out and hit back and said, if I'm that out of my mind drunk, how could I call 8 different people the same name? I mean, I don't know how that logic works.
I don't actually
think it would have been her. It doesn't sound like Skye to me.
She's been quite, I think she's quite lovely to people, you know, when she's out and about.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're drunk, I could actually imagine like her being really silly. Like, you know, on those American trips that she did and like out and doing those funny voices with Michael Finch and Shani Grimm, like I kind of could see it happening, but she has denied it, which it's important to note.
Well, what about the rumor that came out that a big influencer's boyfriend had joined someone's OnlyFans account?
Oh, that would be so embarrassing for that influencer if it came out.
But there's not that many boyfriends of Instagram. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a few people that just instantly spring to mind.
But surely he'd know that would come out if you're high profile and you're joining different people's accounts.
Well, Amy, as you touched upon, the fact that Celeb Spellcheck gave clues, they kind of narrowed it down who it could be out of quite a small pool of people. So that's when Aussie Influencer Opinions got involved. Now, they're a relatively new Instagram site that calls out influencers, and they decided to piggyback off Celeb Spellcheck segment, and they were posting, well, they actually put up a post asking people, who do you think Celeb Spellcheck's talking about? And they started to share the responses.
Well, what was also unfortunate is that Celeb Spellcheck accidentally put up a submission without the influencer's name blocked. So it said, my friend was working with Shani Grimmon for the latest campaign for her swimwear brand, and she constantly was dropping the most disgusting farts and wouldn't excuse herself after doing it, but just laughed and said, at least we're all being paid, right?
See, I wish we knew that before we did the Snog, Marry, Avoid segment, because I would have avoided her. I'm not into someone dropping gross farts.
We've got to say that these people have sent these in, and they're unverified posts. Like, so while it's hilarious, and I did get a good chuckle out of that, especially after she blocked me, I do think it's important to say that these are unverified posts. Like, literally anyone could be sending in anything about these influencers.
Well, wasn't there a Finster account that was discovered for someone actually sending in nice comments about themselves? Because after Celeb Spellcheck aired a bit of the dirty laundry, they actually put up hundreds of nice comments that were left.
Well, back to the negative posts, and Skye Wheely wasn't the only influencer to deny the rumours. Ashley Meskey actually wrote a really lengthy post on her Instagram story denying that she was the Insta-twin who was rude to a lash technician. This one was a little bit embarrassing because they said that the person in question actually asked to get the lashes for free. She then went on to call Celeb Spellcheck a drama page.
Well, maybe she was trying to point the finger at her sister. Maybe that was the twin.
Well, there's not too many Insta twins out there. Well, Christine Swadling was another influencer who hit back at the rumors. She said that she actually wrote quite a lengthy post, which to me kind of made her sound guiltier. So Christine went into quite a lot of detail, and she wrote, so one day in winter, I was shopping for a top for the weekend. I went into General Pants at my old hometown and tried this top on. I was getting warm, so I kept my jumper off, hung it over my bag, put the top back, and walked into another store. 10 minutes later, General Pants staff members and security guards came up to me and checked my bag. Security saw it was a jumper and laughed and apologized. Anyway, obviously some of the staff at General Pants followed me on Instagram and posted all over Facebook that I stole, even though it was clarified I didn't, just to spill some tea where tea wasn't spilt. P.S. Did you know bullying is still bullying even if you have a following, Celeb Spellcheck?
I'm all for her actually explaining and going into detail about what happened, because it does seem like things must have got muddled along the way in regards to this story. But what I don't like is her referring to Celeb Spellcheck as a bully.
Look, I've got to say, though, I feel like when you're lying about something, and I'm not calling her a liar, but I'm just saying when someone accuses you of something, you generally then come up with an excuse. And this, to me, kind of sounds like a little bit of an excuse, like, this is why I got stopped by security. Like, I'm not saying she did it. I'm just saying, like, you know when you get caught out lying.
Yeah, but then again, it kind of almost sounds like something that would have happened that could have been twisted.
But I just feel like I don't know if it was the best thing for any of these influencers to actually acknowledge the rumors, because it just gives validity to them and it kind of makes you think, oh, wow, well, everything else that was sent in must have been true.
To be honest, though, if it was me and someone was spilling some shit about me, and I would say something.
Yeah, but no, but the thing was, Christine Swadling wasn't actually named. Like, yeah, but there was rumors going around that, you know, maybe it was her.
But some of the descriptions, it was kind of obvious to who it was.
I actually agree with Sophie. I think it was good that they came out and defended themselves, because a lot of people probably were DMing them and saying, is this you? And at least she's come out and cleared up what had happened.
Well, her side of the story.
Yeah. Well, can we get back to the Aussie Influencer Opinion account for a second? Because they just seem to have appeared out of nowhere. And it seems very suspicious, because in the past week, Pedestrian has done 4 different articles on this page.
Yeah, the timing of this is very strange, because on the 17th of February, Pedestrian shared their first article about the page. page, and it was almost like they were introducing everyone to the page. They even shared links to go follow it.
Well, I thought it was even stranger because it was only the previous week when they did that big expose trying to reveal who Celeb Spellcheck was.
It all seems a little bit fishy to me. It got me thinking, like, does someone from Pedestrian run this account or someone associated with someone that works there? Because it seems to be getting a lot of free promotion, including a follow-up article the same day talking about the 11 different times that the page spilt tea on Aussie influencers. Funnily enough, the article only included 5 different times, so it's like a total beat up as well.
Well, the fact that they actually interviewed the person behind the page, I mean, think about how many people are looking to find out who Celeb Spellcheck is. The fact that someone who runs a similar page would then out themselves to a media company, that just seems crazy to me.
Well, as you said, this was like the following day. Yeah. More articles emerged. So the third article actually involved Celeb Spellcheck and Demois and was saying how, you know, the Aussie opinion influencer is like that third cog in the wheel about keeping influencers to account. And as you said, the fourth article on the same day was an actual interview with the person that runs the account, which is very strange.
I feel like it isn't someone from Pedestrian though, because the page seems quite reckless in what they report. It doesn't seem to stick to any guidelines. I mean, they were posting up, you know, fodder of who these people are, and it did feel like it was verging a bit on defamation.
But that doesn't mean that the person doesn't work at Pedestrian TV. It means that they're now able to say whatever they want because no one knows who they are.
But I'm saying that if you are a journalist working for a publication like that, I'm sure that they are aware of media law and what you can and cannot say. I don't know, it seems like it's made by someone perhaps who's a bit younger and who has been caught up in the whole Celeb Spellcheck phenomenon.
Well, they did actually name Celeb Spellcheck as inspiration for starting the page, and I feel like their strategy behind getting more followers is basically being more shocking than Celeb Spellcheck, because we've seen Celeb Spellcheck kind of evolve, and she kind of seems to have this authority over the influencer space, and a lot of people seem to respect her opinion because, you know, she's now is avoiding sort of calling people out too much. She blocked people's names out. However, this person was happy to point fingers at people.
What I love is a lot of people are calling this page the poor man Celeb Spellcheck. It feels like they are clout chasing a bit. I mean, I do think there is room for everyone to have their own platform and their own say, but I just think it is a complete copy of Celeb Spellcheck.
Yeah. But have you guys noticed that, especially during this COVID period, there seems to be so many pages that have popped up that are just slagging off influencers. I mean, there's so many Sarah's Day hate pages going on. There's this new page, Celeb Spellcheck. It seems to be the in thing to have an anonymous page.
Well, I think it's because the pandemic has completely changed celebrity gossip in 2020. Celebrity events were cancelled, meaning that there was no red carpet interviews or after parties or paparazzi shots. So I suppose we have then jumped online to see what celebrities are doing, and in turn, we're now become more interested in influencers.
Yeah, and like using celebrities as an example, because they don't attend all those events anymore, they've literally had to turn to social media to actually get themselves out there. So then that's kind of really introduced us to connecting with influencers and celebrities in that way. And it feels like we really do know them.
But I actually don't think that's the case at all. I think what's happened is during the pandemic, people have got sick of influencers' behavior, and they've seen them going on their holidays and flouting the rules. And they've gone, you know, stuff this. I want to be able to relate to content. And that's why so many people are following these pages.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of hate following going on. I think that people actually enjoy following these people. Yeah. And I think it's the case of the fact that with the pandemic, we're not really having real life socialization. So our desire to actually connect and observe with other humans is growing. So the only way we can do this is actually looking at influencers or celebrities' social media content. So it's kind of fun for us all bandy together and like observe someone and comment on what they're doing, because we can't do that in public. Like, I'm someone who loves people watching, but you know, if you're in America or you were in Melbourne during the lockdown, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, well, I tend to agree with both of you. I think it's a bit from column A, a bit from column B. I think there is a real feeling of influencer fatigue at the moment and a lot of resentment towards them. I mean, you just have to look at the pandemic and see so many people losing their jobs, yet these people are still posting about their lavish lifestyles and the fact that they're earning more money during this time. I think it would be pissing a lot of people off.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, do you guys think it's fair for these anonymous pages to solicit and share unverified gossip?
I really think it depends on the level of gossip being shared. For instance, if it is gossip that is going to destroy someone's reputation and is completely defamatory, I don't think it is fair. However, I think that a lot of the things Celeb Spellcheck shared were very lighthearted. I mean, sharing that someone farted at a photo shoot, I think is completely harmless and just a bit of fun. Yet sharing that someone may be addicted to coke is going a little bit far in my book.
The thing is that I almost think it's quite ballsy of Celeb Spellcheck to do this, because we spoke last week about how there was an episode on Shameless talking about it, how a lot of influencers in Melbourne are wanting to seek out who is the person behind the account. It's almost like waving a red flag in the influencer's face, because think about it, if you're an influencer now and you know that your shitty behavior is probably going to come out soon, or something embarrassing is going to come out, because they're just sharing everything.
Yeah, it was really a bit of a fuck you about that.
Yeah, and everyone was living for it.
I feel it was a very defiant move, and a move to say, I'm not going to change what I'm doing. I'm going to continue and go even harder, if anything.
Yeah, well, she really has stepped it up. And I do hope for her own sake that she is stepping it up, like from a legal perspective as well, and is going to cover her back. And I think she should take some advice from Dumois, because they actually have put a process in place to protect herself against defamation laws. And obviously the laws are different in America, but what she's done is she's put a little disclaimer in her Instagram bio that reads, statements made on the account have not been independently confirmed. She's also got like a frequently asked section, and it says, believe what you want or don't believe any of what is posted. This was started for fun. Also, this is my private account, so I can reveal or not reveal whatever the fuck I want. There's also more information on the website talking about how this is rumor and conjecture and not facts. So I do think that as more interest grows in Celeb Spellcheck and also in Aussie influencer opinions, that they do need to be thinking about these things, because what's quite scary is the defamation laws are actually going through a reform at the moment. So in August 2020, that was the first stage of these defamation reforms. And what's crazy is the defamation law hadn't had any changes made to it since 2005.
Wow.
So if you think back to 2005, Facebook had only been around for 1 year. Twitter wasn't even around, and the iPhone came in 2007. So obviously the way that we communicate has completely changed, and the laws aren't really reflective of this. So the stage two reforms that are meant, they were actually meant to have come in, well, sorry, we were meant to have found out more information about those laws in December 2020, but we haven't yet. But the stage two specifically looks at online defamation. So I feel like it's really an evolving space. And at the moment, I feel like there's a lot of confusion around what is actually allowed.
Will your friend, the footballer, be there?
Our friend, football friend!
Oh, best friends forever and ever!
Let's get into the influencer rap. Now, fashion designer Camilla Franks is in hot water after she incorporated the Union Jack into her latest collection. And many have said it actually glamorizes colonialism. I've got to say, when I saw the photos, I thought, what is going on?
Yeah, as soon as I saw the photos, I was like, this is going to be a complete shitstorm. So the line is actually called The Mad Manor, and it was launched last Monday with many of Australia's biggest influencers attending the launch party. So Tammy Hembro was there, Ruby Tuesday Matthews, Tegan Philippa, as well as Nikki and Lucy from The Wild Ones. And to set the scene, there were a lot of Union Jack bunting lining the walls. There was British telephone boxes and literally blue, red and white flowers everywhere.
All I got was Spice Girls vibes. You know when Jerry wore that dress, the Union Jack dress?
It did remind me of that. But then obviously alarm bells were ringing, the fact that we've just had this amazing discussion about changing the day and about colonialism, and then to kind of see this reflected, it just seemed extremely tone deaf.
Yeah, well, this actually came 2 days after Australia's National Sorry Day, and as you touched on, less than a month after the Invasion Day discussions that were going on. And a lot of influencers who attended the event came under fire. So Nikki and Lucy posted a photo of themselves in the outfits and wrote, "Back to our roots." Now that post has since been deleted. Ruby Tuesday Matthews has also since deleted a post of herself at the party. So it seems like the influencers are trying to distance themselves from this event.
I would really like to know what the transaction between the influencers and Camilla the brand were for to get them to go to this event, because if there was money exchanging hands, I would think that it's pretty poor that they actually did delete the photos. However, if it was like just an invite, you know, fair enough.
To be honest, from working in PR, I definitely think these influencers were paid to attend the event. This even happens in Adelaide of all places.
Do you know what? It made me think when I saw the photo of them all together. Was there a moment in time where one of them thought, Should we all be dressed like this? You know, we're all sitting around in Union Jack, colonial clothing. There's something wrong with this. It kind of reminds me a bit of the Emperor's New Clothes, the fact that everyone kind of just went along with it.
Well, what about Nikki and Lucy's caption on their post? I mean, they spoke about going back to our roots. Now, I believe they were apparently referring to the fact that they've worked with Camilla before.
Oh,
however,
God.
But couldn't you just put two and two together?
I don't know what they were thinking, and the backlash has been pretty fierce. Former Bachelor contestant and Indigenous woman Brooke Blurton commented, "Is this a joke?" While others blasted the collection and its launch, saying it was cringeworthy, tone deaf, and completely disrespectful.
I've got to agree with Brooke though. When I saw the photos, I thought, "Is this a joke too?" It seemed unbelievable that people would not realize how offensive that was in this time.
Yeah. And have you guys seen the statement that Camilla Frank put out on Thursday night? Because yes, this makes it even worse.
I did see it.
She started off by saying, "Dearest tribe." Now, I don't know if quite understands that that is a very racially sensitive word. I would not be starting off somewhat of a supposed apology with that. But in saying that, it really wasn't an apology. She just defended herself. She said the collection was inspired by her travels in the UK and that she was saddened to see that a small group of online voices chose to post negative comments about the event. She then explained that every single one of her collections has been born out of travel experiences and said it paid homage to the punk rock movement. Now, this is where it gets worse. She said that it's pays homage to Vivian Westwood, the Sex Pistols, Prince, and a swag of other wildly eccentric characters from the UK. Now, I'm sorry, but Prince is from America.
Oh my God, it just keeps getting worse. Well, I've got to say, I'm going to put it out there, I've never liked Camilla clothes. I think they're a complete rip-off and they're ugly. So, you know,
don't hold back there, Kate.
The thing that didn't sit well with me is the pairing of very rich and powerful people with the Union Jack flag. Mm. It just made me feel a bit sick.
And also, there were no people of colour even invited to the event, which also added to the insult.
Well, I will be very interested to see how this collection sells.
I don't think it's going to sell out. I think it's going to be one collection that stays on the rack.
I've got to say, though, she has actually created some attention for herself, even if it's negative.
All publicity is good publicity.
Yeah. Well, moving on, and this one made me really sad. Laura Henshaw has had to cancel her wedding for the third time, and this was due to last week's lockdown in Melbourne. And I've felt even sadder when she shared a picture of her golden retriever Bill, and he was wearing the cutest little tuxedo, and she wrote, "We couldn't bring ourselves to tell him he has to wait quite a bit longer now to wear his outfit, but how adorable."
Do you know what I love about Laura Henshaw is that she did a post saying how sorry she felt for everyone when the lockdown was announced, and she was in tears. And she was so selfless that she didn't even touch on the fact that her wedding had been cancelled. And I think that just says so much about her. She just seems to genuinely care about other people, even over her own feelings.
Oh, she seems like such a beautiful person. She did speak a little bit about it on the Kick podcast this week. And she said that a lot of people had messaged her saying that she'd almost jinxed herself because she had spoken a lot about, "Oh, you know, if my wedding gets cancelled, blah, blah, blah," because it has been the third time. Mm. So, yeah, I felt very sorry for her.
Well, let's move on to one of the other Kit girls, Steph Claire Smith. And on her Instagram story on Sunday, Steph admitted one of her biggest pregnancy cravings, and it was McDonald's.
I love this. I feel like when I'm pregnant, I'm going to use this as an excuse just to eat all the crap that I want to. And I feel like McDonald's will be one of the first places I go to.
Well, she said she's eaten more McDonald's during her pregnancy than she has in the last 5 years. And I actually believe her because you don't get abs like hers eating McDonald's.
Well, the thing is though, I saw a picture of her and she still has abs. Like they're up the top.
I think she is one of those genetically blessed people who has a lower body fat percentage in that area.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to tell myself, especially next time I'm eating McDonald's.
I could get around that diet, though, if it was a Kit Girl diet, just get abs by eating McDonald's.
What's that say? Kate Van Causen is a
fat whore.
Well, we teased about it at the start of the episode and we'll end the episode with this little juicy piece of gossip. So, Sophie, you actually spotted that Shani Grimmon had her silk swimwear photo shoot at the same place Madison Woolley shot her fashion range.
Yeah, it's so funny because it was a Friday night. I was supposed to be rushing to your house. I threw myself under the shower and I don't know if anyone else does this. I was on my phone in the shower, yes, just flicking through Insta stories.
and it popped up, and it was Shani Grimmon's ass walking up this staircase. And I thought, I've seen that staircase before. So I frantically compared the photos, and I was like, oh, this is too good. So
I got a frantic text from Sophie. She's like, I don't have time, but I need you to meme this. I need you to put this on your Instagram now, and it went off.
Well, for those who aren't piecing this story together, Jonathan Sauer used to date Shani Grimmon, and he now dates Madison Woolley. So it seems like, as well as the same taste in men, these girls have the same taste in staircases.
In bum shots as well.
So do you think Shani saw Madison Woolley's and copied, or...?
Well, one of the members in our community, they said that this place is actually quite well known for brand shoots. So I had a look on their Instagram page, and they've got over 7,000 followers. But the room that they've been taking the photos in is actually relatively new.
Oh.
So it is going to just look so hilarious that they've both had these huge campaigns shot there.
If anything, I would think that Shani was unaware that that's where Madison shot it, because she would not want attention around that, because it just brings up Jonathan again.
Well, I think that's all we have time for. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. If you have enjoyed it, could you please subscribe and give us a 5-star rating? It really helps us out.
Yeah, if we're not asking too much there. And can you also join us in our Facebook community, which is Outspoken, the podcast Facebook community?
No, it's Outspoken, the podcast community. You get this wrong every week.
I was so nervous when I was reading it out. Well, please follow us there. There's lots of great discussions going on.
And you can also find us on Instagram at @outspoken_the_podcast.
Can people get back on sharing where they're listening from? Because it has become the highlight of my day when I'm at work seeing them pop up and everyone's on their nice walks and stuff.
I get slightly jealous because I'm chained to my desk at the office. So I want to live vicariously through you all.